Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Romans chapter 5 and verse 4. It's a beautiful passage of scripture, and I will read it to you from the Amplified Version. It says, "An endurance, that is fortitude, develops maturity of character, that is approved faith, and tried integrity. And character of this sort produces the habit of joyful and confident hope of eternal salvation." My dear brothers and sisters, does it feel like the attack coming against you right now is more than you can bear? If so, I would encourage you to read verses 3 and 4. It says, "Pressure and affliction and hardship produce patient and unswerving endurance. And endurance develops maturity of character. And character produces the habit of joyful and confident hope." Now notice here that you can reach a place of spiritual maturity where you automatically respond to difficulty with joyful and confident hope. Now, it's easy to say don't worry, but to actually do that requires experience with the faithfulness of God. And that's of paramount importance, you know, experience with the faithfulness of God. When we trust God and then see His faithfulness in our lives, it gives us the confidence needed to live without fear and anxiety. And that is why it is so, so important to continue to have faith in God and learn to trust Him in the midst of trials. With God's help, we can overcome the temptation to give up when the going gets rough. God uses those hard and trying times to build in us patience, endurance, and character that will eventually produce the habit of joyful and confident hope. Now, always remember that when you are in battle, right? We all go through battles of life. And when you are in a battle, you are gaining valuable experience that will benefit you later on. You will more easily trust God when difficulty comes, and you will be able to testify to others regarding the goodness and faithfulness of God. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. So if you are in a battle right now, you can let it defeat you, or you become more stronger, right? It can make you stronger. So make the right decision and let it help bring you to a deeper level of spiritual maturity. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so, so grateful to you for this time of fellowship that you have granted unto us. We are grateful to you for your greatness and your goodness that encompasses us every day of our lives. We are thankful to you for adding yet another beautiful day in our lives. We are on the land of the living, have yet another great opportunity to praise and worship the name of Jesus and to be a testimony to your name on this earth. Abba Father, I thank you that as you build our character, as you fortify our faith, as through the trials and temptations, we continue to stand firm on our faith, I pray that you will strengthen our inner man. I pray that you will strengthen our resolve. I pray the Lord, you will strengthen our mental fortitude in the name of Jesus. And I pray that Lord, through it all, we will stand strong and declare and decree that it is the Lord's doing and it is marvelous in our eyes. Oh Father, when we overcome every challenging situation, we'll be able to say The Lord fights our battles. Hallelujah. And we continue to stand on victory ground. Today, Lord, as your people step out into the jobs, into the businesses, running the errands for the day, be with them, bless them, keep them from the enemy. I also pray for the ones, O Lord, who may be sick in our midst. I release your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for working miracles in our midst, O Father. I thank you for your healing miracles and healing virtue that flows in our midst. And we vow to give you the praise and the glory because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.